Welcome back to Das Kingdom and the Parsha. In the beginning of Parsha's Vaschanan, Hashem is being quoted by Moshe. Moshe is telling Klal Yisrael about his conversation with Hashem, how he davened for the ability to enter Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem said no. And as Moshe paraphrases Hashem's rejection, Moshe says it's not a phrase that needs explanation. He says, "Vayomer Hashem Eli." Hashem says to me, "This is in Parak Gimel Pasuk Chavav." Hashem says to me, Hashem said to me, "Rav Lach, there is a lot to you. Al Tosef Daber Eli, don't speak to me any further. Od Badavar Zabat, don't speak any further about this matter." Now, there are a couple of simple pshatim over here that are quoted by Rashi. That, you know, what do you mean, Rav Lach, it's enough for you. Like, it's enough. People are going to say that I'm stubborn. People are going to say that you're stubborn. It's too much. Another pshat, says Rashi, is Rav Lach, Harbe Mizeh Shemar Lecha, you have so much, Rav Tov Atzafon, you have so much hidden, you have so much good. Why are you spending so much time focusing on the ability to enter Eretz Yisrael? But that's two pshatim, I think very simple pshatim in Rashi, but the Das Kingdom quote various midrashic pshatim in Rav Lach, and we're going to try to summarize if we can get four of those, and maybe even five in these 5 minutes. That'd be impressive, especially since we already took up over a minute for the first two pshatim in Rashi. So one is the Midrash Haggadah, which says basically that Moshe was asking Hashem to matir his own neder. He said, "Right, Hashem, you took a neder not to let me enter Eretz Yisrael, but I want you to be matir that neder, just like you're matir my own neder." Different Amar Chazal says that Moshe made a shvuah to Yisro, not for now what that was, and Hashem was matir the shvuah. So he's saying also over here, Hashem, please, release yourself of the neder. So Hashem responds, "Moshe, I'm not able to do that. I can do that to you because I'm your master, but I don't have a master, so I'm not able to do that." So Rav Lach means you, Moshe, have a Rav. You have someone over you that can be matir your neder, meaning me, Hashem. But I don't have a Rav, Ein Rav Li, and therefore I can't be matir my own neder. That's the first pshat. Another pshat they quote is from Sota Yud Gimel Amud Beis, which is that it's basically it's using the phrase that Moshe used of Rav Lachem. To Korach, right? He said to Korach, the Bnei Levi, "Rav Lachem, you have a lot." So Hashem uses this lashon back, and Rashi over there in the Gemara and Sota says that it's Moshe was judged kechuta saara, that like the thread of a hair, because he's such a tzaddik. So he's punished for using this somewhat offensive lashon to Korach by having this lashon used back at him. Another pshat that they quote, this is also from Sota, Vaitos was here quoted, which is that Rav Lach, you already have a leader taking place after you. I've already appointed Yoshua, and of course, you now right now it's Yoshua's time. You can't be a leader when it's Yoshua's time to be a leader. Rav Lach, there's already a leader for you. There's already a Rav for you to replace you. And a final pshat that they quote, then this one is from the Midrash Tanchuma, which is that Moshe's Baal Riv, the person involved in the fight, the antagonist, right, Tanchuma actually uses a different lashon of Baal Din, and actually Tanchuma has a two pshatim in this, Hashem was saying to Moshe that Baal Riv, the antagonist, you're looking at the wrong person. It's not me, says Hashem. This is at least the way I understand the Das Kingdom's understanding of the Midrash Tanchuma. That, Moshe, you shouldn't be pointing fingers at me, you should be pointing fingers at a different antagonist, and really, that different antagonist, the real Baal Riv, the Rav Lach, the Baal Riv, the person who's the real one involved in the fight, is Adam HaRishon, who sinned and brought death to the world. Because if it wasn't for that, Moshe, you wouldn't have to suffer death. Which is interesting, because this doesn't necessarily explain why he couldn't enter the land, why can he just enter Eretz Yisrael and then die, and perhaps we could say that had he entered the land, either he or Klal Yisrael would have had somehow lived forever, but, you know, maybe like something like Adam eating from the Eitz Chaim. But the bottom line is that the reason that Moshe could not enter Eretz Yisrael, he had to die outside Eretz Yisrael, things had to be the way they were, was because of the chait of Adam HaRishon, and therefore Hashem's saying, don't point fingers at me, you should point fingers at the real Baal Riv, which is Adam HaRishon. And the Midrash Tanchuma there also has a different pshat that's similar, but that it's referring to Eov. But that would take us to, I think, seven pshatim of Rav Lach. And I think if we would get to that point, then it would be Rav Lachem. So we'll hold it here, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos. Nachamu.